This is KUT. A federal judge is ordering the state of Texas to comply with the National Voter Registration Act and motor voter laws. A voting rights group sued the state 2 years ago because it said Texas is treating some voters differently than others. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports.
The issue here is what happens when people update their driver's license information with the Texas Department of Public Safety. I talked to Mimi Marziani with the Texas Civil Rights Project about this 2 years ago. That's when her group sued the state.
Texas has taken the position that while it will register you to vote if you go in person to a DPS office, Texas is claiming that something about going online is different.
Online voter registration is illegal in Texas, but there are federal laws and the 14th Amendment that all say voters must be treated the same. And Marziani argues that means Texas officials can't treat people online differently than people in person. But Texas officials have for years. And because of motor voter laws, which are supposed to automatically register people to vote, Marziani says there's been confusion.
Everybody, all of our plaintiffs and many other people we've spoken to, once they get the driver's license, they assume that their voter registration information has been updated too. And then they show up at the polls thinking they're going to be able to cast a ballot and they're not able to.
Well, according to an order on Friday from federal judge Orlando Garcia, those people will be able to vote. Beth Stevens, also with the Texas Civil Rights Project, says the judge sided with her plaintiffs and things should move quickly from here.
There's no need for a trial. He said that the plaintiffs win. We're waiting on hearing how quickly the state will have to implement changes.
The judge said in his order he will also explain his ruling later on. But in the meantime, Stevens says this ruling could affect a lot of people in Texas.
People who renew their license online or change their address online. So it's 1.5 million people a year do that online with DPS. And so it would potentially affect every single one of them that wanted to register to vote or update their voter registration.
The Texas Secretary of State's office declined to comment on the order. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.